So we've spoken to Fix already on Jacaranda FM about this amazing, amazing concept from Converse called Kick the Debt. R2 million to supporting students in South Africa with student debt and student loans. Now on the line is the group marketing executive, the man with all the Converse, Brad Knowles. Hi, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm really stoked to speak to you. So like I said, I spoke to Fix a little bit earlier on about this, hashtag kick the debt. And we had such a great conversation around this because I think what you guys are doing, I always say I love a good positive snowball. And I love it when companies like Converse, like yourselves, do this big thing, right? And then you do all the PR around it and you kind of force other people to want to one-up you. And then it starts this positive snowball, which I'm totally here for. So tell us about hashtag kick the debt.
Sure. So I think, you know, this kind of was born out of us realizing and knowing that Converse has such deep and rich roots in South Africa. You know, we actually celebrated these roots in December with a campaign where we used the line, they walked so we could run. The youth of time gone by walked so the youth of today can run and strive and thrive. And one of the things that's holding back that thriving is this, and which it is, it's almost another pandemic of student debt. It's just, I mean, it's even bigger than, a bigger issue than I first realized, having seen all the applications coming through. It's incredible. And that same rebellious and daring spirit of youth, that's the Converse way. You know, it's kind of always has fought against injustice. So it's only right that today we stand proudly behind the youth and do our small bit to help alleviate this crippling debt in our country.
You know, when I was speaking to Fix earlier about this and doing a little bit of research behind it last week, I did not realize, and like I said to Fix, this is completely on me, I didn't realize how big and bad this problem was in South Africa. You know, I thought everyone just did what I did, and if you couldn't afford it, you just didn't do it, and then you kind of figured out another way, you know, something else that you were going to do. But I didn't realize how much of a problem this was, and I mean, I don't want to even think about how difficult it must be to be finishing, not being able to get your marks. You want to start a new job, but then also you have this money looming over you at such a young age. Like you're almost not set up to start in the right way.
Yeah, it feels a little bit like this vicious cycle of the, like a handbrake, because the guys aren't been able to finish or even get their results or finish their degree because they can't pay for the debt. Therefore, they can't go and get a job, which then because they don't have the degree, but they need the job to pay for the debt. So it's this cycle that needs to be broken. This is, like I said, our little bit of trying to start, and I hope you're right, that the snowball effect. We want to encourage other corporates and other brands to join hashtag kick the debt and join Converse in this effort to try and alleviate it. I was so overwhelmed with the responses that we had within just the first few weeks.
Yeah.
In fact, we got so quickly to 50,000 applications that we made a call mid-campaign to say, this 1 million rand, which was our initial pledge, isn't going to cut it. And we doubled that to 2 million just this last week and extended the campaign by 2 weeks. So it's coming to an end now. We're accepting applications all the way up until the 14th of March. And again, it's a small bit, but it's something. You've got to start somewhere.
We have to, and I love that you're calling out other corporates. It's necessary. It's so necessary in this day and age. We need to one up each other, and I hate that it's come to that, but it has to. Okay, so Brad, I was talking to Fix about, like, she was explaining the basics of it, but there is a criteria for student selection. What is that criteria? How do I know that I'm going to fit into that, or how do I know my daughter or my nephew or my grandson is going to fit into that criteria?
Cool. So we made a fairly easy application process. It's housed on our website, which is converse.co.za. The criteria, again, we try to keep it quite simple. And we also want to be good stewards of this money and make sure that it ends up in the right hands. So there is a vetting process that is in play. We are asking people to be within a certain age bracket, sort of from teenager to late 20s. You have to have and hold student debt with an institution that we can vet. And lastly, we also look at the people who are applying themselves and looking at marks. You know, unfortunately, we aren't going to be able to solve everybody's debt and clear everyone's debt this time. I hope is this will be an annual thing from us, and hopefully with getting others on board. But we are obviously wanting to reward those who have applied themselves, not just completely crippled by the student debt, and we want to change those lives and as many of them as possible as far as the 2 million rand pledge will go.
Okay, so you're talking about marks. Obviously, marks matter. Obviously, you've got to have actually really, really tried and proven that this is something that you want in order for the judging process to select you. I just want to make that super clear.
Yeah, it is. So we're seeking our people kind of with an average of around a 60% average. So it's not like we're going after the top of the top. We just want to be able to reward people who have applied themselves, who are doing well, and the one thing that's holding them back is the debt.
Okay, so is there a debt that is too much? Is there a debt that is too little? Or are you looking at pretty much everyone?
I mean, the applications that have come in thus far, and there's been so many of them, it ranges from some guys are at a 5,000 rand, some guys are at 105,000 rand. And that's kind of the spectrum that we've seen so far. We want to try and give as much help as many people as possible. And in some circumstances, what you might do is pay a portion of it, which will enable that person to still go back this semester to get their results, and they can obviously apply again next year when we run this thing, just so we can try and help as many people as possible. That's the thinking.
Okay. Where are we going to apply, to sign up, to nominate someone? I mean, can we apply ourselves, or do we have to nominate?
No, it's actually better the other way around. Even through the nomination process, you know, legally we have to engage with the person who holds the debt.
Okay.
So absolutely, nominations we're accepting, but ultimately somebody who gets nominated, we have to get hold of that person, and that person has to fill out the details, which is on converse.co.za.
Converse.co.za. I've already been on. I've already had a quick snoop around. It's super easy. There's a form to fill in. It's going to take you about 10 minutes to do that. And you can also check out all of the information. But the hashtag, Bradley, is hashtag kick the debt. What are we doing with the hashtag?
So, you know, our hope is that, I mean, this is all over Twitter as well. You know, what we're trying to do, we're also using friends of the brand, brand ambassadors like Fix and Mo Flavor, who have a heart for education and debt in our student debt in our country. We're trying to use the sphere of influence, and social media is a great one to do that, yeah, to spread this far and wide, because there are people out there, no doubt, that haven't applied, that are hamstrung by debt, yeah, and we want this message to get to them. So the hope with the hashtag kick the debt, that this thing spreads far and wide, and ultimately we can get the right people to be beneficiaries of these funds.
And this is why, as much as the last 2 years have been so difficult, this is why the last 2 years have been so great, because it has pushed us all much more towards social media and connecting online. And I often say this on my show, perhaps you can't afford a 5,000 rand to help someone, but sharing this hashtag on your timeline, whether you have 100,000 followers or 5 followers, could make all of the difference in someone's life. So just share it. That's it. That's all you have to do. And you're helping to kick someone's debt.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you.
Okay. So Brad, Converse.co.za, apply and hold thumbs. When will you know?
So we've already let 20 people know just this last Friday, which was awesome. And we're going to be letting people know sort of every week for the next kind of four Fridays. But just some of the responses, and you can go through Twitter on following that hashtag. You know, there's such grateful recipients of these funds who kind of, some of them are telling their story a bit and just being so in awe of having their debt wiped out. Mm-hmm. And so many of them are talking about this is going to change their life. And that's kind of, sure, if that doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what does.
Goosebumps all around. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Converse. Hashtag kick the debt, converse.co.za. All of the links will be in the article on jackarandafm.com. Brad, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Yes, likewise. You too. Let's kick the debt together. Thanks so much for your time.